Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Christians worldwide joined in prayer on the global day for Darfur yesterday, as more than 200,000 people have died. Insecurity is causing a food crisis. James Lagos is with the Africa Inland Church, a Partners International supported ministry, and they're helping with relief and the gospel. One church has already been planted and they want to plant four more. And a new report suggests that 1 in 10 Christians in Eritrea is persecuted for their faith. Voice of the Martyrs Canada quotes from a Compass Direct report, numbering the prisoners at over 1,900. Many of those prisoners are subject to torture and forced labor because of their evangelical stand. To date, reports show that none of the religious prisoners in Eritrea have been brought before a court of law to be charged or tried. Pray that Eritrean Christians will remain strong. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.